Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Friday, it's a Wednesday, so ladies, let the women's conference begin.
Hey, my friend. Young thing in Chile with the Wednesday, Namsanja. Oh, yes, I'm talking about Kondwan. Nungsan, my friend, so one stress, Namsanja. Nungsan, it is your Zen, my friend, to figgy.
Real talk, girl, let's talk. It's a lot of things that been on my mind. Get it off my chest, get it off my mind. When I'm with my girls, everything's alright. Real talk, girl, let's talk. It's a lot of things that been on my mind. Get it off my chest, get it off my mind. When I'm with my girls, everything's alright. Me and my girlfriends, good times that never end. When I'm with my girls, everything's alright. Alright, every Wednesday, Kaya's home, alright.
Girl, let's talk.
Let's talk. It is a very special edition of Girl Let's Talk. We've got Sister Bettina. Yes, the original. She's coming to Girl Let's Talk right now. She's celebrating 80 years. In fact, her 80th birthday, she's been celebrating. So we said, please come. Because one thing about Kaya 959 and the Feel Good family, we know how to celebrate. So we're going to join in on the festivities and really to pour some love on her as the girls. Hey, she's an actress, an activist, speaker, feminist, and a woman who's really never shy to speak her mind. And she's here, the one and only Lillian Dube, coming up in a bit. For a straight talker like her, we had to start off with this one. Brenda Fassi, it's Straight Lindaba. Mom Lillian Dube, welcome.
Thank you, my angel.
It's Straight Lindaba.
I funny rula. I funny rula stando sam.
Oh man, it's
thank
an honor
you for inviting
you.
Me.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you're here, Omhle.
Oh, ndiyaziva nam. Nabanye abotata basho njalo ephasini.
Oh, abanye. Uzithathe le number phofu. You know, you're the only 80-year-old that I know that has been partying for almost 2 weeks. Kunin, I've been watching. Did you, Mam Lillian, ulala nini?
Nangom said, you know, I'm going to Durban.
Another, huh?
I'm coming back on,
Durban, Linda.
I'm blessed with that. That's all I can tell you.
8 years of life.
Yes.
Do you have any regrets or maybe chapters you wish you had done differently in your life?
I used to, not now, because all those chapters have brought me where I am today. Yes, no regrets.
No regrets.
Regrets, I've had a few.
Come on.
but then, none. Too few to mention.
Come on. You know what I realized the other day? That now that you're 80, according to African politics, you actually qualify to be a politician now. At this point. No, really, think about it. You could be a full-on politician, and you'd have a good old 10 years.
Do I look like a liar? Do I look like a thief?
But this is why we would need you.
Take it back.
Take this is why we need
back.
You.
Take
okay,
it
so,
back.
So walk with me. Let's say if you were to be in politics, what would be your first order of the day if you want to fix things of this country? What would you want to fix?
Don't talk politics with me.
At all?
Hohang.
You wouldn't fix any of the arts industry?
Lalela, lalela. Gwanagele, gwanagele.
Hi, boy.
Segwanagele. No, I couldn't do that long as you thought. More pain than abandon when I finish this long. If you finish this long, it's a wetwa. Must accept where we are.
And that's a sad reality.
Yeah, I mean, I'm high blood and finish the youngest.
That's so sad.
Yes. I'd rather be Lillian.
Be Lillian. Not Minister Lillian.
No.
Thinking about, you know, the past years, who are some people you would love to be with you in this moment? People who have left us, have left this earth, that you would love to be with you to celebrate these 8 years of life?
Maba Hambe.
Not Maba
Hambe.
Maba Hambe.
Especially Mama Gasomis.
Hi, Charlie.
Maga Han, Ben Pumulile, Ben Tuga Lo.
Why, Mamsong Hai, Bo? No forgiveness.
Yes, when I'm telling you, profit. You don't know how I miss you on my birthday.
Really?
A lot of them. Punto Macheta, Lerato, Potiani, Benny's Kacha. Oh, beautiful friends. In terms of to be 80. Unaba. Labanta Bakafuni, Akabeko.
Hey! Uskumba
wangkwara wathi bhekani lo makatafuna umira akaphendule. Oh, I miss them. Ungangikhumbuzi ngalabo. But I've been blessed to have known them.
Yeah.
Into ebuhlungu ukuthi uMary ungishiye nenhlamba. I'm known for kuthukana abazi ukuthi Ezga Mary. Ngithukana in her remembrance. Imaqala mntanami. Nguwe uAndy.
Ehhe.
Yazi ndilinde uMaqondona mina khona manje.
Team nje na.
Ndithanda abafana kaloku ngicinga kuba.
Also you looking for me?
I'm so disappointed. Ngisho ukuthi kusaze umfana.
Muhle nje na.
Hayi mntanami awunayo yonke into. Le abafana banayo.
Mari chelete noko. Noko hana.
Phela kwinto engayifuni ke.
Why?
Mina ndisithandela le nto emnanjana
ni. Cha. Igomba. Mom Lillian, I wasn't ready. So here's the thing, because you know there's this concept that we call ageism.
Yes.
Right, so where there's discrimination towards people who are of certain age. Do you experience that ageism of any kind, whether it's in the industry, whether it's in your everyday living of any kind?
Are you saying ageism as in discriminating?
Yes. Discrimination or prejudice of any kind.
Menage, I'm enjoying my age. Because Anya's good to get.
You stop counting. At what age?
I'm going to 16.
After then,
how would you like it? Mankuluma ngabantu abadala. Anizibali. And I love abantu abadala. I'm not aware of it. I'm one of them.
So kungo kuba mabethi mam Lillian cela uzongithethela ku family meeting now ubiza abanye
hayi phela ukukhuluma mina ngiyafuna noma ukukhuluma I birthday at 2 year or 100 or ukukhuluma into yami but I've never thought of myself in my age I know how old I am but it doesn't cross my mind
yeah
ngempela ngisase namanje I was thinking mhlambe mangiyenze 8 like I did on Tuesday ngithi konto ezo shift.
Nothing.
I'm still talking the same, walking the same.
But it's a blessing, though.
I'm truly blessed.
It's such a huge blessing.
I am truly blessed. Especially mtanami, having had cancer.
Twice,
not even
twice.
Once. You can imagine.
Twice.
You know, I cried on my birthday. It was tears of joy and gratitude. And I must say, I thank Soul City.
Yeah.
It was through Soul City that I found my own lamp.
Mm-hmm.
I told a longer talk. And then I told myself I'm going to create awareness. You know why? Because before they found out cutting a neck cancer, I used to have a discharge on the very same breast, the right breast. Then I went to the doctor. I did my mammogram. Hi, mama. Hi, una nicks. So, Gandhi, that discharge, if I knew what I know now, I would have asked them to please take it to Enzani biopsy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, when I found my own, even after having found it, I went for mammogram. They still were saying, hi, Ona Nix. But fortunately, there was a young radiographer. As I was going out of the door, what, Mama, come back.
Yeah.
Last year, on your X-ray place, we saw this little dot.
Sure.
Equally, like a twitch breast at the right. I knew what I knew. So, that is why, for me, it is important to create awareness because cancer in the early stages, when kuba buhlungu, it's when it's already there. Utholakutseku stage 4. Yeah. So, ndiyafuna ukuthi abantu bakaThixo baphile bethunana. So, ngathembakala kuNkulunkulu ngathi, please save me when I did my surgery. I will start creating awareness. I started even before I went to my surgery.
Sure.
I've been all over.
But you know what? I think in the awareness of it all, the one thing that is definitely highlighted is the fact that when it comes to the gap between healthcare as well as people having access to it, it's a huge, huge gap. And I can't even think and imagine how people who don't have the likes of medical aid, how they are going through that particular journey of cancer, because now you have to wait, you have to be in government hospitals and access to these things, whether it's a radiographer, all of that kind. It's a totally different experience.
How do you know all this? You want me to make you make me cry.
You know what? My father had prostate cancer. So
you are speaking from experience.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It
saddens me, mtanami. If I didn't have the kind of money I had then, I wouldn't have survived. The very first cancer wasn't so bad, but thank God I had medical aid. The second one, my medical aid was depleted. I paid half a million. Thank God then I had it. It broke my heart, mtanami. I went to Doctors Without Borders. We fighting this thing, this expensive Herceptin. And then I even went to Dr. Mutsualedi. He was the Minister of Health then. I'm glad he's back. I said to him, that day, you did a wonderful thing by giving HIV people one pill a day. Mm. Can't you introduce Herceptin in public hospitals?
Yes.
Which he did.
Yes.
But what you've just said makes me cry because even if they have,
it's expensive.
Come tomorrow.
Yeah.
We are for irradiation, the machine. Hey, a public hospital, because what saddens me, when I was first diagnosed, I was in hospital with a 25-year-old. She's dead.
No.
When you don't have money, because these people are not curing us, they are curing money.
Hey.
Can you imagine?
Hey.
Each visit, for 19 visits, I was paying 24,325. Yes, got
my goodness.
Hi, can imagine my part and send an ascent Nezo in a crowdfunding or an enveloping egg. No, but very, saying it's a departure lounge.
But you know what? Gulenda was the government. This is probably the portfolio. You need to be Minister of Health. Ozo ilungs in 10 visa in 2 days. Ungati ye when.
Lalela.
You
are not thinking.
No, you must.
No, you are not thinking. You can never be good.
But we can't let it all just fall to waste. We've got to do something.
What?
We've got to do something.
Then
because
you,
just like... Just
you'll
like
be
cancer,
dead. You'll be dead.
You know what? I do liken corruption to cancer because once it starts, it spreads. But I also do think that when we are anti-corrupt, we can do the same thing. I think it would have the same effect. Yes, it will take longer.
Say, Katili, cancer, go in the silvers. In time, be I pale, Mdanam.
Oh, young pale,
Mena, you won't believe, and I don't expect you to believe
yeah.
me. The way I want to buy Tandimali, I'm one person on a Tandimali. If you ask me to lend you money, if I'm on Nick, I forget you.
Yeah.
I really forget you. Because I will never kill anybody for money.
Mm.
And I will not help you when I have money and you need it. So man, but I don't want to into your machine. Yeah, because
of it.
Tell me, what are you doing with Focus?
Come on.
Hey?
Lamborghinis on top
I
of
bo,
it.
Ibe red, ibe yellow, ibe light green, ibe deep green. And then, how many bedrooms do you need?
Do you need all 10?
And then, what saddens me is children dying in pit latrines.
Hey.
Leo, I cannot. Imagine you are a parent, you've lost your child to bed. Each time you go to do number two, when do you forget about your child? Marian, disturb on Mushakakulu now. Nothing will be right because my eyes are feasting on this beautiful girl.
I'm
Lily.
We were talking a bit about your cancer journey. Did cancer change you in any bit when you were going through it? Because it's one thing to feel and to have a relationship with your body, but to have the confirmation that it's here, does it change you in any kind of way?
Yes, it does. Because ndokuqala, you think you are going to die.
Hey.
And when you are going to die, you get into panic.
Yeah.
You get into anger.
Yeah.
You and then how maybe ning in jabu end why you not tell you
if you needed a list.
Because I
have
things
to do.
And then you start bargaining with God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do this, I'll do this. In my case, I said, if you spare me, I'm going to create awareness.
Wow.
And please God, my grandchildren. A little, I mean, the elder one was 12 and Omunye Ena 6.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's funny when you pray, you also get an answer from yourself.
Hey.
And because I don't know how to put it nicely, it's all about faith.
Mm-hmm.
When you've prayed and believe, which is I told, after that prayer, I just knew good times were right.
Yeah.
But what really reaffirmed my faith. I went to Cluster Shopping Center. I don't stay far from there.
Mm.
I get there. Amakagats, they come to me. But I said, Mama, sesukutandaze long I've been away. Then I knew good times up here. And then the community, Soul City, Dumagandlovu, SABC, they had a prayer session for me.
Sure.
And then Bang Bizangat and Easy. And easy because
why?
I thought it was my journey.
Mm.
I didn't want to see people crying. So I said, God, please show them, Guti, you are a merciful God who hears prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Ugiti, he's listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The doctors will probably say it's one thing. But I want to hear from you. What would you attribute to you beating cancer twice? What would you say was the secret formula, if you will, other than prayer? What are the things that you did that you would
On the 30th, which was last Tuesday, my doctor, Professor Carol N. Ben, who is the specialist, the best in South Africa, came to my party. You know what he said? He said, Lilian cured herself because she's always smiling and laughing and her positive attitude. Yeah, and yet after all those first emotions, and then when you go to senza girl, and then you pull yourself towards yourself, and then I'll beat this thing. Also, I joined a Bosom Buddies, a support group. In any situation, Mdanam, you are never alone.
Yeah.
So the best is to go to a support group. The only support group in Abaleka go diabetes.
Why? We balekani.
Tola banta babuni abana nyawo. Anti bonu kutai. Ngizosuka ngibalingisele. I'm running away.
Now uzolandela.
Abaphuzi tjwala ngathi angeke ngilungi. Ngeke.
Mamlilo. I got a couple of voice notes for you. There's a couple of people who want to say hi and pour some love on you because we're celebrating you today.
Oh my God,
I didn't know where I was.
You've got a legend. Yo, Mam Lilian Dube. Yo, Nintanda, 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 Nintanda. We love her so much. And Mam Lilian, thank you for your talent. Thank you for sharing, you know, your arts with us. We love you so much.
Oh,
keep well and stay blessed. Happy birthday.
Yo, I wouldn't miss this interview for anything. Do you know that you have the original Sister Bettina in your studio?
Hi, and come to think of it. And why am I lalang?
Thank you, Mam Lilian, for gracing our dining rooms.
I'm not surprised. You can't be this beautiful.
Oh,
you
can
do
on
Sister Bettina.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, hole. Oh, hole. Oh, hole.
Oh,
hole. Come on. No, Malay Abuang.
Ah, Malay, Wanaka.
Happy birthday.
Ah, my baby. Even though
to share this voice note and to say to you, I love you.
That's my
baby. The whole nation. You've always been so loud and proud about who you are.
Yeah.
And for me as Wanana Msotho, I must say I grew up listening to you and inspired by just everything about you and the woman that you've represented over the years. Every single heart's desire. God bless you and many, many, many more years to you. Thank you, Mami.
That's
love
my
you.
Thank you so much.
The village pope.
In fact, yes. Stick around. It's a celebration. We're celebrating Mam Lilian Dube for 80th. I got you. Hi, man. Now or never. Some go out on Canon 59. You went to another place. Was that right? Are you here?
No, man. I was with Sam Phillips, my best friend.
Oh, man.
I want to eat COVID. He took my best friend.
He lost a lot of people.
Sam Phillips was more than a friend. He was a brother. He was an enemy. He was a package.
All of that.
Yeah.
That's family. When you have a brother and an enemy.
See, lo sisuka la siye lisuthu singakhulumisana. And then straight accident bese siqala ukukhulumisana.
Because now things must happen. Oh, man. Mam Lilian, I've got a caller on the line for you.
Yes.
I hope that you're going to recognize this voice.
Yes.
Because she is a voice. Hello, caller.
You and you will be
my
soul and the air that I breathe.
Sing, man. Sing, girl. And you are my destiny.
Destiny.
Come on.
Yeah, baby.
Hello, my sugar beans. How are you? Hello, my darling.
Out. Wakula.
Uhudile.
We love you so much.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to say to you, you've been an icon, you've been a voice for our mothers by knowing they are a bit distant.
Yeah.
Away from Johannesburg, ore khalemela, ore shouta re sa kwati, ore thethisa. I remember when I was pregnant and you said, "Hey, rola hideo, rola hideo, kula bona kae mo ima na roli."
Yes. Ba tla bula ngwana. I can't even know about the slayer all the time.
I don't know about that class, so sincerely, my man, and I changed my shoes immediately. I just want to say thank you so much. May God bless you and keep you forever and ever. I don't know how long, but I know God is going to bless you more. And really, for giving, for allowing themselves to share you with the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
No, thank you, my baby. Now I'm proud of you because you listened, my baby.
Yeah?
Because I really meant it. I'm glad.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay,
love
man.
You. All right. Love you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, well,
this is the juice. Now, let's talk about passing the baton on, because this is something that you do. You had a casting agency where you pour, you know, your expertise on. How important is it specifically for our elders, whether it's industry, but also elders in the family, to pass the baton on?
Danami, I've come from Goodstock. My mother, do you know that my mother, we come from Lesotho?
Yeah.
In the rural. So ube fundile yena. Not fundi, but she could read and write.
Yeah.
So emakhaya, up and abadala, they used to ask her because their men used to go to the mines.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to write letters and receive letters.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to ask my mother to write those letters.
Mm.
But in Tlamba elapho. So my mother would omit the insults.
Some of the things.
And then bamzom patagupi, but he read it back.
Hey.
Maganga sasho lezantlamba bathi awukwazi ukubhala mushwe.
You're not smart.
Nencwadi ibuye endodeni ibuya ikhuluma into engeke ngisikhulumela. My mother omits.
Of course.
So umama, how do I solve this? Wavula night school mahala.
Oh, smart.
Just so they can write bazokwazi ukufaka le inhlamba zabo.
Unedited.
Nami ke when I went into acting, everybody bekumhlola.
Mm-hmm.
And like I would be at a funeral, mphendu kudla uyongena TV bacama ukuthi ungena wena box.
Not uzongena TV.
So I felt sorry for them.
Yeah.
That's how I opened my casting agency. Ngaqala namaklasi uPrasem Phillips lo engikhuluma ngayo, we ran a casting agency teaching abantu uku actor. Mean I didn't go to school.
Mm.
But uPrasem ke abafundise. Beautiful. I want to lift as I go. Yes, mntanami. Kumnandi kanjani ubona abantu bekhula nawe. Ngimangalela laba ababa rich bodwa basibekelele. Ukuthi bahleka nabo bani ngoba ubumnandi bula phansi.
Yes. Where the rest of us are. Listen, everybody wants to celebrate you, so I got a couple of voice notes that I want to pour some love in you. Alina, we'll start with you.
Hi, my Indy. You've got a great woman there.
Yeah,
but. Imagine.
Alina.
Uncle T warned you, and he asked you, are you ready to interview Mom Lillian? Because you can go from 1 to 360 in a minute. But, oh my God, one of our icons. We love her. She brings such positivity into one's life because she makes you think about life differently. Oh man, I love her. Thank you for bringing her in for Girls Let's Talk.
Oh,
and I'm sure the guys are enjoying it as well. Thank God for her.
Why is it also in the other legend, that legend? Why is it me always saying Mona? The first story, some atomatomic morning goes on, unless I'm mupeme,
yeah.
Beside clientele life, I from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, clientele the whole day. I think that time come up permanent analysis 16. Couple of moves or come up permanent analysis mini years because get out or also staggering my aging 16 years.
But you must tell us, how do we get the clientele kicking? Nam ya fun.
Hi, bo. So it's about I'm not about to die now.
Not at all. You've got 10, if not 15 more years. Knock.
Yeah, mtanam. You know, I'm actually good how I got the job.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe in God. I go into a coincidence. I go to auditions. It's a CBC. There's a lady who I used to love, Connie, not Mfuku. She was a teacher by profession.
Uh-huh.
She's auditioning Kanting Izozo. What a storyteller.
Wow.
But in England, I don't know. But why I need to go audition? If this thing has to be done, I would choose this lady. She's a storyteller. and she's a teacher by profession, and if I'm to be taught, I would love to be taught by her. Ngempela nga audition. And that's my God talking to me. Baba khona ma audition is all seat.
Hey.
Hey, wena. Ngabo usista Bettina.
The legend, that one.
Mangiku sister Bettina, Garth, Dr. Garth, ati Lillian, we are going to pay you a retainer. Because Soul City, I is shooting Jenga Masoupi.
Yeah.
So that when we need you, because I used to do outreach work, Sikutole, kwa figa ge le, lento kutwa, kusa sebenzi swa, IPEE, masesi independent, kusiku kushulu abantu abamnya, uta akiwati, ukapangutu use pensionin, ukwalunga sebenzanga.
Yeah.
Ha, mina nyastulele, wati no more, wa cancela le contract. Bang bees a good must go away at saying a charge of manjang it now. I'm contractual.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guess what? Begun kulunkulu. Anything that happens to you, you must always know it's happening for you.
Amen.
Because Nayagu Atlanta Ben Bizilla from audition. Had he not done that to me, there's no way I could have signed another contract in Atlanta. When one door closes,
another one opens.
So never regret anything in Zagalagwe because it's for your benefit. Beggar, I've been over. You should have seen the party that clientele and the smart golf people threw for me and Breast Cancer Foundation.
Oh, wow.
I'll show you the photos. Mtana, hi, I've been to parties. Leana, from little children.
Another level.
Bedlala I golf, but I was received at Blue Valley a golf club lapha e Midrand.
Hey.
I've been kipela ma limousine.
Hey.
I don't have to buy it to
to experience it.
Mauna yong eyami. The love I've been giving, I'm the richest.
Wow. Does it still surprise you the impact that Soul City has on us as regular South Africans, even after however many years? Does it still surprise you that people still reference that and Stabatine and that impact?
Anami, Timuchele, the good news. Soul City is coming back next year.
Hi, John.
You
lie,
sweetheart, we need Soul City now more than ever.
Absolutely.
You remember Soul Buddies?
Yes.
Pella, today our children don't pray in an assembly.
Absolutely.
There's no way you would go to school in a weapon.
Mm.
So we did away with the prayers on in assembly. Soul City was building us.
Yeah.
Even Nkumbula, one day I was in a bank and this gentleman says, "Mtanami yabonga." What in Zalabing Shayum Fazwam? As I saw that episode with Patrick Shai where he was abusing his wife, Utingazbona ngaz nyanya. Yo, even eating, mena kolamaj, I will tell you, go to hey, we're no musuk zalento so. Abo mama, abegi prama stuff. Pez go taful, pez go tablecloth, and on a toddler. Just imagine, angatum tana uzo tuanzale tablecloth. Ash. So those things you take them for granted. There are people who still don't know.
Yeah.
And then like putting a cold drink in a paraffin in a cold drink bottle.
Yeah.
All the child knows good cold drink in a bottle a cold drink in a cold drink. But their parents about to faga a paraffin. I'll beg within reach. So you have to. You can never have too much education.
Yeah.
Soul City was addressing those things and many others.
And bringing structure to our lives. I think it was important to bring structure and organization.
Okay,
you got it here. All right. More of Mam Lillian in a bit. We got surprises for you.
In the length of my 2 hours.
Over 2 hours.
My best friend was Kembula at Gold Reef together. Yo. Mama to Joshua, you look at no, but nice on the second moon. Where now, fellow young tint, Lalelam Danam, young mangas. Why are you on radio when you are so beautiful? Where's the radio?
Abantu.
Radio is people like I was Kumba. Kumba has got a radio face. When you should be on TV, Sukumone.
Yes.
We are going to for Rabu Skumba. Skumba can never make it on TV.
Ma, Mom Lillian, this entire hour was about you and to celebrate you and the legacy that you've created. 80 years is honestly no joke. And it's so nice that we get to give you your flowers while you are still here. Your impact is so far stretching. And I hope that in this next couple of days, and I hope that even in the past few days, you've realized the impact that you've made on us. As young people, we look to you to have the impact that you have had and to be able to have the longevity that you have. We don't doubt that you're going to be here for another 10 years. Upendoza na next year, 81 sizos. 82 zovula.
As long as I beg imali, a man napkin, abantabatala, ayatura.
Yeah. I've seen them. So, Megala, don't worry. As long as you just stay with us, that's all that we need.
You've made my day, Mtanam.
Thank you.
Ngifuna awungibuzanga mara ngizokutshela anyway. Ngicela nonke ningabantu be yourselves.
Yes.
Ningabi into ningasiyo.
Yes.
Angisho ukuthi ulunge, asiba lento oyiyo. Don't try to be something else ngoba uma uyilento oyiyo sizokuthanda.
Amen. Amen.
Abantu bahlushwa ukuthanda ukuplease abantu. Because it's not sustainable. So back.
At 8 years, you cannot be faking it.
So, Mina, so look ninja.
Mom Lillian, as the Car 959 family, we'd love to celebrate you, to celebrate 8 years of life. We have a special happy birthday song. You guys will help me sing, ne? Okay, I said, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Happy birthday to you.
Cut. Man. Iman. Whoa. Cut. There's only one happy birthday song here. So we're going to do it again. Iman, whoa. Let me play. 1, 2, 1, 2. There's cake, there's balloons. It is a celebration. We're celebrating you. She's laughing at the birthday song. Why you got my lyrics? Oksala, I said happy birthday to you.
I'm scared. What do you want from me? I can't give you this. I'm old.
Mom Lillian Dube, thank you so much.
No, I want to thank you.
No, thank you.
Hey, whoa.
How you want your icon? Legend.
But the love, what would you? I could slice it. I love this.
Everybody, one more time for Mom Lillian. So much. Mom Lillian Dube, we celebrate you. More voice notes.
Mom Lillian Dube, I love you so much. Like you, Uskoko. I remember you did the roasting. I was like, wow, you killed it, man. Thank you for being the woman that you are. Thank you for being an encouragement. Thank you for being a walking, talking, authentic self and just being fabulous. Yo, please go back, we're back to 80. Ah, halala, mduma hokele. We love you.
Sister Bettina. All right.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.